T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Senator Booker, Maria Boynton, do the news here. Good to see you again. See you well. So tell me this. What is your reparations plan?
Well, right now it's the same as the House bill, H.R. 40. And we need to make sure that we are a nation that brings the best minds together, because there's all different talk, all different ideas about this. But let's bring the nation's best minds together to study this issue so we can come up something that works for America to make sure we deal with issues of injustice.
Why now to talk about reparations as you're running for president?
Well, I that's one of the things that annoys me, is that it's becoming some kind of political box-checking exercise. These are issues that people in communities like mine have been talking about for years. And so I've always been one that said we should be bringing together folks to really discuss this issue and make a plan, because we have long-standing inequalities in our country that have been baked in from generations. You see them in communities like mine, where laws like redlining and mortgage discrimination really created a lot of the poverty and the challenges that we're facing. So this is about understanding our history, understanding how it affects our present, and having a plan for how to deal with it in the future.
What is your real plan for laying out the reparations?
Well, again, look at my bill. I hope, I encourage people to come and see the bill. It's really, I picked up the House bill that was put there by members of the Congressional Black Caucus, Sheila Jackson Lee, and it's really something worth reading, because it's a real plan to bring together the best minds in America to study this issue and come up with recommendations for how we can deal with it.
Final question, sir. If and when you're elected president of the United States, how will you fulfill your policies directed at African Americans, say, in the first 100 days of your presidency?
Well, I hope folks see the first 100 days when I was a senator, getting to work on issues that disproportionately impact African Americans, everything from criminal justice reform to access to capital and making sure that the loan programs the federal government does are not biased or having disproportionate negative impacts on our communities. But as president of the United States, I'm going to make sure that we fight for our ideals, justice for all, equality under the law, and make sure that from everything, from minority business opportunities all the way to ending the prison school to prison pipeline, where African-American kids get disproportionate detentions and suspensions. There are so many things we have to address that are disproportionately affecting African-American communities, to make equality and give everybody opportunity. And one example of this is one of my plans to make sure that every child born in America has an opportunity account. It's something called the baby bonds legislation that I have, an interest-bearing account that every child in America gets $1,000 deposited in this account. And every year of their life, depending on the income of their families, they can get up to $2,000 deposited in that account. The lowest income Americans would have up to $50,000 to invest in things that create wealth: going to college, getting training, buying a home, starting a business. That bill alone, Columbia University said, it would not only deal with inequities overall in our country, but it would virtually eliminate the racial wealth gap for the coming generations. And so these are the kind of ideas that I'm talking about on the campaign, that I'll be doing as President of the United States, to balance the scales in the country and truly have equal opportunity for all.
Senator Cory Booker, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Everybody, Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.